Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA land. Derek Martin here with you. It is the Barrett Auto Center High School football preview show. Looking forward to the Connection show coming up here in a little bit. Scoreboard show later tonight and then midnight, and we turn our attention to week six. But right now we're locked in on week five, and we're locked in on Glenwood, Lewis Central, and Glenwood head coach Corey Foss talking with KMA Sports about this 4A district opener. District 6, Glenwood 3-1, coming off of a tight, tough loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Yeah, like I mentioned, special teams were not a strength for us at all. We're doing a better job catching the ball in the air as far as the return game goes, but our kickoff coverage could still be better. Our kickoff return team could be better, and we gotta punt the ball better. We've got some capable players to do all that stuff. Jose Diaz has done a nice job as our punter, but a couple times we just didn't get it. You know, like we wanted on Friday, and we had some short fields. Our defense has been a strong point all year. Those guys have done a really nice job. I think before we got on the air here, forced a lot of turnovers and really held everybody to at least our first group defense against the other first group offenses has really fared really well. So it's been a good year, but we need to continue to get better.
Now it's on to Lewis Central, an LC team that was pushed to the brink by Carroll last week. Nearly lost that one, but a late drive gets the job done. They win the game and are now 2-2 on the season coming in.
Yeah, I suppose the confidence would rise. I like to think that our players care about football, and they think they can beat anybody if they control the things they can control. But I'm not naive to think that, there's voices outside of our program or even within it that have some doubts about that. Like you said, Lewis Central's been the best program in Class 4A for the last several years, and it would be good if we could win the game. But like you said, we just our job is to stay in the moment, control the things we can control, try to win the next play. And if you do that, I think we've proven so far this year that we can compete with anybody. And if we expect to win and do things right, that can continue.
Over on the Lewis Central side of things, Justin Camrad, head coach for LC, talked about his team's 2-2 start and some of the things that he's been telling his squad.
Well, for sure, you got to sort of evaluate who you're playing. North Polk's currently 3-1. South, Sergeant Bluff's 3-1. In both those games, we had leads late into the ball game and had opportunities to win, and we weren't able to win those games. And those are learning opportunities for guys that haven't been in those situations on how do you finish a football game, how do you execute down there, and understand that you're close, but you're still making way too many mental mistakes and little mistakes that are costing you late in the ball game. And those are areas that you got to clean up and you got to get better at if you want to win tough games. And for us and the guys that we're replacing and, the guys that have stepped in, it's a learning opportunity. And so it's been good from that part on getting these guys to understand that development needs to be happening every single week and you need to be continuing to get better and practice better and for us to be able to do that. So that's been our message thus far through 4 weeks of the season. And we're improving, and that's what you hope as a coach at this point.
Coach Camrad on the other side now. Glenwood taking a look at the Rams and why they've been so good here early.
Well, they're really good. Coach Faust does a really good job with them. And I think their offensive defensive lines are phenomenal. I think those guys that they have there are doing an unbelievable job and cause problems, cause havoc. They're creating their own amount of turnovers and getting into the backfield with tackle for losses and sacks, which, causes a lot of issues for anybody when you're playing behind the chains. And so, that's one of the big areas. But, offensively, they do a really good job of mixing up in their run game. And, their secondary flies around to the football, and they're always in a spot. So, they're a very, very solid football program with a lot of really good football players and athletes. But, the thing, that area that sticks out right away is what's happening, in the trenches.
Good stuff there. Lewis Central, Glenwood tonight in Council Bluffs. We'll have it on our KMA Extreme. Dusty Scahill and John Lee with the play-by-play and video there at our video stream page. Also in 4A District 6 tonight, TJ is at Denison Schleswig and Boone is at ADM. Moving to other 4A district play, 4A District 1 tonight, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Fort Dodge, Spencer at Lamar's, and Storm Lake is at Sioux City West. In Class 3A tonight, District 1, Heelan goes to Sioux Center for a appetizing matchup. Webster City is at Humboldt, and Algona's at MOC Floyd Valley. Onward to Class 3A District 6, Harlan and Carroll getting together. Cyclones coming off of their first win of the season last week. They beat Denison Schleswig, turning their attention to a Carroll team that is 1-3 but could very easily be 4-0. And Coach Todd Blatt talking with KMA Sports, first of all, about what he feels good about with his team.
They're resilient and they're focused here. It's kind of a tough situation right now, but we're in control of our own destiny with district play being the main ingredient for making it to the second half of the season there. So they're focused. They know what we need to do. They know what's at stake, and we're gonna try to get them in positions to make plays.
And then there's the Carroll Tigers. As mentioned, they've been impressive. They beat Humboldt. Tight losses to MOC Floyd Valley, Spencer, and Lewis Central.
Ooh, they got some horses up front, no doubt. They're real deep in the trenches. They got running backs that run the ball real hard. Linebacking crew flies around, makes plays. Defensive backs are sticking on people. They do a lot of things very well. They line up very well on defense. Offensively, they execute their game plan and they stick to it throughout the whole game. So they're well coached, and it's going to be a battle.
Todd Blatt, head coach for the Harlan Cyclones. Again, we'll have Matt Goebbels in Carroll tonight. A couple of future Hawkeye 10 conference mates battling it out. Atlantic's at Creston tonight, also in 3A District 6. Creston is 0-4. They've also kind of had some tight losses. Atlantic now 2-2 after a dominant win over Storm Lake. Actually rushed for more yards, 377 in the game against Storm Lake than they had all of their first three games combined. Joe Brummer, head coach for Atlantic, would like to keep that going.
I thought we played really well on Friday night against Storm Lake. Long road trip, so the kids came out mentally prepared, scored on the first drive, executed everything we need to. So that was really good to see. Driving 2+ hours, you don't really know how the kids are going to handle that until you do it. So they played really well there. We limited our turnovers as the year's gone on. It's just one of those things that from week to week, I think we had 7 against Glenwood the opening night, and you're not going to win a football game with that many turnovers or even be close. So, as the year has gone on, we've had less and less turnovers, so that's been really good for us. That's just one thing that you can't have overall. So I'm glad to see that's improving. And then, in the run game, the kids really executed well. Our line's gotten better as each game's gone on. We got 2 sophomores starting for us and 1 senior. It's his first year starting for us. He's played some JV, so 3 new guys to line up, and each game that we've played, they've gotten better.
Creston, the opponent tonight on the road as they open up district play there in 3A6, and Coach Brummer with a look at the Panthers.
Garrison Carter's down there coaching the offense for him. He throws a lot of things at you. They shift, they motion, they get set and shift another guy into motion, and they'll motion 2 or 3 people on a different play at a different time. So it's just really, a lot being thrown at high school kids, and it's just about reading our keys, doing our jobs, that, making sure that we're sound fundamentally in alignment. It's really big for us that their offense is very explosive. They've been down in a couple games, and next thing you know, they're 2 plays later, and it's 2 touchdowns. So It's just one of those things that we got to make sure our week in prep has been focused on, being gap sound, being aligned, shifting and moving when they shift and move. So that way they're not gaining the advantage. I think they're really well coached down there and do a really good job with that. And it's been a big point of emphasis for us this year.
Once again, that's Joe Brummer. He is the head coach for the Atlantic Trojans. They're at Creston tonight. Ryan Hartley providing reports from that one this evening. Also Greene County at Perry there in 3A District 6. Finally, we take a look at KMA Land Iowa Class 5A. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is home tonight. Johnston coming to town. We'll have Nick Laughlin on hand providing reports from that. And then Sioux City East is at Ankeny tonight. Sioux City East head coach Mike Winkelpleck talking with KMA Sports about his team's 4-0 start and the fact that they've been battle tested.
It's important through some games that face some adversity and some things that didn't go right, just kind of see the character of your team and the leadership step in and the growth of some of those guys and things like that. So, obviously through 4 weeks we're battle tested a little bit, but this is going to be a big game for us, and it's a great quality opponent.
Another battle test tonight with a matchup on the road at Ankeny against the Hawks.
Obviously they got a lot of talent, they got returning first team All-State running back as well. They're well coached. They're physical. They're going to fly around on defense. You're going to play a CIML school at their place, So obviously they got great tradition. We went down there 3 years ago in the playoffs, first round, had a nice tight game against them down there. I haven't seen them since, but week in and week out, they're playing a tough schedule. So they're going to be ready to go. And it's a really good quality football team.
Mike Winkelpleck, head coach for Sioux City East. We've run through all of the games, the area games that we'll be keeping track of in Iowa. We're going to go ahead and flip our attention to Missouri and Nebraska. Next, East Atchison, Mound City, Plattsmouth, Nebraska City, Weeping Water. We'll hear from all of those coaches, next. Stay tuned, Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show.